let's turn to page 37. Ooh, this is another fast one. Hang on.
I don't know, I shouldn't say.
Just a little talk with Jesus. Key of F, boys.
Key of A.
Ooh, let me breathe.
F.
All right. Just a little talk with Jesus. Here we go.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in and lit a little light from heaven, filled my soul. He made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right.
Come on, David.
We get Mr. Larry Whiteley up here.
Thank you, band. Give him a big hand, will you? This is going to be a very abbreviated announcement because Ty is going to hurry through too. We want to get out here a little soon to get down to the creek. Welcome home to all of you. Appreciate seeing you all today. We did the band. Any first-time visitors? Any first-time visitors here today? Right back here, son. Give him a hand right back here. Straight out in front, right here. Yeah, glad to have you
more
folks.
To your right there, too.
We got some more to the right,
oh,
too.
They put their hands
right here, okay, good. Make them feel welcome again. Come on. Everything we got going on is in our newsletter on the tables or read it online, SockRiverCowboyChurch.com. You'll find it all out there. The fundraiser for Ron and Lori Jones' daughter, Lacey, yesterday was a very good success for a small crowd. $16,000 raised. That's good. Thanks to all of you. Baptism of the River today, after this service, abbreviated service today. You still have time, though, if you want to be baptized. You can do it right down there if you want to. A map how to get there is in the newsletter, or you can just come out of here, turn left, follow the signs that some old guy put up yesterday. They probably fell down now, but, you know, you'll find it. Just keep going until you can't go no farther down EE. It's not EE all the way. Is there another, or is it LL? Is that what it is? Something like that. But there's no. But just keep going. Don't ever turn till you get, and you can't do anything but turn. Then turn left. You'll see the sign there. All right. Yeah. Afterwards, we're going to come back here to the event center for a music and a great meal prepared by our ladies in the kitchen. Old Bo out there is doing some pig too, I think. Yeah, that sounds good. Food will be served to those not going to the baptismal starting at 12:30, is what I understand. All right. We also baptize both here and the Livestock Center all during the year, not just this day. So anytime somebody wants to be baptized, we pull out those cattle troughs and baptize them. All right. So we're going to skip the prayer because Ty will do that too. I'll just say God bless America, this church, and all of you.
Thank you, Larry. And like Larry said, we're going to cut the service just a little, or the song service just a little short today so we can get everything done and let you all get to the river. I've been asked to do a song. Ron's got some friends in from Arizona, and I'm not real sure where that's at, from Polk County, but I'm not familiar with Arizona. But anyway, no, I'm teasing. But we're going to do one. Now, you guys have heard me do it probably a million times, but you're going to get to hear it a million and one today. It's Why Me, Lord, is what they've asked me to do, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Key of G, gentlemen. We'll give it a try. Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? So tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth love from you and the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. I think I got that part. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. Mr. David Bennett on that piano. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. And maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I, my soul's in your hands, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. That's about all we can do with that one. We're going to get Ty up here. I don't know where he's at, but he's going to be ready to go, I think, if he's... Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. We're going to do one more. I don't know where he's at. Let's turn to page 63, Power in the Blood. We'll find him here in a little bit. I don't see him. So we're going to do Power in the Blood, IKEA G, David.
Would you be free from your blood in sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you, O evil, a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
How about her, Chad? You got anything on that guitar?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in his life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Let's do the last verse.
Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Good job singing out there, you guys. You know, if I'm ever questioning, not sure if we're quite, yeah, we're done. If I'm not sure if we've quite got it on schedule, I look over at our bass player, and if he gives me the grin, I know everything's okay. If he don't, every once in a while, he'll look at me. He'll roll his eyes. Ty, I'm just killing time till you get up here, buddy. Batter.
I was waiting until 11:10. That's my bad.
Oh. Good
morning. How's everybody? There was a misunderstanding, and it was on my part, so I missed. I didn't understand, but we're good. We're good to go. Everyone okay? I'm here. You're here, and it's a good day because we're gonna have baptism Sunday down at the creek. Hopefully, a bunch of y'all go down and hang out and watch. If you've been baptized, go down and encourage and support those who are getting baptized. If you're getting baptized, it's gonna be good. We're gonna dunk you, and the water's nice and warm. I heard. I think it's like, you know, 90 degrees. I'm not so sure about that. Hayes was very excited this morning. He got up, he ran straight outside, and he was getting his fishing pole. And he said, "We're fishing, right?" I said, "No, we're baptizing." He said, "Oh, okay." So he was a little disappointed, but we're still good. All right. Go ahead and turn to Matthew in chapter 28. I'm going to try to keep it brief this morning as we look at this. But turn to Matthew in chapter 28. There was a dad, and he was working on their sink, their kitchen sink underneath the cabinet, and he had tools strewed everywhere in the kitchen, and he was grunting and fussing and trying to fix what was going on underneath the sink because he had a leak, and his boy walks up to him while he's under there and says, "Dad, why are you doing that?" He said, "Well, I'm trying to fix the sink." And the boy said, "Well, why are you trying to fix the sink?" He said, "Because it's leaking." And the boy said, "Well, why is it leaking?" And the dad's getting frustrated trying to work on this. He says, "Well, because it's broken and we need to fix it. And I'm trying to save some money." The boy shrugs his shoulders and he goes, "Well, it's not working because you broke the dishwasher too." And says, "Why don't you?" He says, "You should Google it. Ask Siri." Kids are full of questions, right? And how many of you parents in here or grandparents in here have heard that word, why, right? We've all heard it, why? But why? And sometimes the answer is because. You don't need to know why. You just, let me be the dad, let me be the mom. We're going to take care of it. You're just going to go along for the ride. But as adults, we also have questions, why? And sometimes we need to know the why to the what, right? We probably all know that, yes, baptism is something that is a part of the Christian life and the church, and we do that, but why do we need to be baptized? And so this morning, I want to share with you three reasons why baptism matters, three reasons why we have a baptism service every year this time of year, three reasons why we through the year, if you want to, if you didn't get baptized at the creek, maybe you got baptized in the horse trough out here. And so I want to give you those reasons why, because it's important for us to understand this. And in Matthew in chapter 28, this is where we're going to be. And so let's kind of lean into the question, why baptism? And so we're going to get the answer straight from Jesus. We're going to get the answer straight from Jesus here. And so he gives the church a clear and a powerful command when we look at this. Verse 19 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands that I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And so we see this. This is the mission that Jesus gave the church before he ascended. This is the mission of the church worldwide, but it's also the mission right here. We're going to bring this down to our region and to our community. This is the mission of Sauk River Cowboy Church. We're to make disciples, tell people about Jesus, see people get saved, and then we're to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then we're to help them and we're to teach them and to help them grow. And so that's our job. That's what Jesus told us to do. How many of y'all have ever told your kids, "Listen, I'm going to go to town, but I'm coming back. When I get back, you better have this, this, and this done." Anyone ever do that? I do that sometimes at our house. I'll tell Hayes, "Listen, it's almost time for bed, so I want you to clean your room. I want you to pick up all your stuff. I want you to go into the bathroom. I want you to take a shower, okay, and do a good job." We're not talking like a movie preview where you only take care of the good parts, right, and armpits and stuff. We don't want you to be the stinky kid. And so go take a shower, and then brush your teeth and put on your PJs because you're going to bed. Now, I'm going to go outside and take care of something, and when I come back, you better have it done. Do you think that happens every time? No. He thinks, "Well, Dad's gone. He's already left, and he's outside doing it. He'll forget about it, or yeah, we'll take care of it. I've got time." But he never has as much time as he thinks he has. Well, when Jesus gave us the command, go and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then go and teach them, help them to grow in their walk with the Lord, and he said, that's your mission. I'm going to be with the Father, but I'm coming back for you. We always think we have more time than what we really do. Because Jesus is coming back one day, and as the church, we have a mission, and our mission is to see people get saved and baptized and their lives changed by the grace of God. And so that's what we're looking at when we look at this verse. And so the first reason why baptism matters, y'all ready for this? If you're writing it down, write this down, is that baptism is obedience to Christ's command. It's as simple as that. It's obedience. We're following the Lord's commands. We're doing what the Bible tells us to do. We're doing what Jesus himself specifically told us to do when we baptize people. Make disciples, baptize them, teach them. Baptism's not optional for believers. Now, you don't have to be baptized, and I'm going to say this, some of you may disagree with me, and that's okay. You don't have to agree with me. You can, everyone's entitled to the wrong opinion. But you don't have to be baptized to be saved. But if you're saved, you will be baptized. If you're saved and you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, it's something that you're going to do as a believer because we're following in obedience to Jesus Christ, and we need to remember that. Now, it's not optional for believers. We're going to get baptized. Hayes loves options. You give him two options, he's going to find a third. And that's just kind of how he rolls. He doesn't get that third option because we've already told him what he's going to do. But there's not another option. If you're saved and you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, the next step in obeying Jesus and following him as a believer is that you be baptized. And so it's an obedience thing. We're not just performing a ritual, and I think that it's important for us to understand this. This is not a ritual that he's saying, hey, I want you to do this, and you're going to turn this into a tradition and then a ritual. And really, traditions aren't bad. I love it that we have the tradition now of baptizing at the creek every year. But sometimes we forget why we do that. Sometimes we forget why we sing music on Sunday mornings and worship God. It's easy to get into a routine, and that routine turns into kind of a ritual, and then we forget the reasons why we do this. But baptism is not a ritual. As we look at this, we're not performing a ritual. We're just obeying Jesus. We're just doing what Jesus says. Now, let's keep moving. Second reason why baptism matters is baptism is God's declaration over us. Simply put, and I do this quite a bit, especially with younger believers or younger Christians who, you know, that are young in age, and they want to understand baptism. A very simple way to put it is that it's an outward expression of what happens inside of us when we accept Jesus as our Savior. And that is true, but it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that when we look at this. And so baptism is a public declaration of our faith, yes, but it's deeper than that in that it's God's declaration over us. Baptism is God's declaration over us. Now, if you read back in the Gospels and you look when Jesus was baptized, he was baptized in the river, and when he came up, what happened? The Holy Spirit came upon him, which is the seal of every believer in here. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, but then you heard the voice of God, the Heavenly Father, saying, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. He was saying, he was making a declaration over Jesus at that point. But as believers in Jesus who accepted Jesus as our Savior, when we're baptized, it's God's declaration over us of his grace, because it's not our merit that got us saved. But as we're baptized, it's a declaration from God over us. It's his grace. It's his forgiveness. It's his claim on our lives. And that should be a comforting thought, because it's not all about us and what we can do to be saved. Because of what he's done for us, baptism it's an outward declaration that this one's mine. This one's a part of the family. This one's a part of the church. They've accepted me as Savior. They've accepted my grace, my forgiveness, my salvation, and they're mine. They're mine. That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling to know that God has declared, you're mine. And that's exactly what he does for us. And so if we were to look back in the Old Testament mark of the people of God, the Old Testament sign of people who were the people of God, God's chosen people, was circumcision. But for us as New Testament believers, the mark of a believer and their salvation is baptism when we look at this. And so we can see that in Colossians in chapter 2. It's God's signature of his covenant on our life. He's signing the paperwork. Listen to this. In Colossians in chapter 2, verse 11, it says, when you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ, and when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to a new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. Now, when we see baptism, when we look at this, it's the mark of a believer who has trusted in Jesus. And I want you to picture this. When you're baptized, and when you were baptized, or if you're getting baptized today, when you go under that water, it represents dying with Christ, dying to an old life that we used to live. And when you rise from that water, you're identifying with what Jesus did for us by rising from the dead and that resurrection power in him in a new life, into a new life with Jesus. And so it's God's declaration over us, not just ours. Baptism doesn't mean that you've arrived spiritually, and I want to say that. Some of you probably have struggled with that. Well, I got baptized last year or 2 years ago or a while back, but didn't make me perfect. Some of y'all are chuckling because you know that didn't make me perfect. You're right, it's not going to make you perfect. Just because you get baptized doesn't mean that you have spiritually arrived. That's not what that means. But what it means is God has declared you are one of his. You're one of the church. You're the body of Christ. You're a disciple. You're growing in Jesus. And so it's his declaration over you when we look at this. Now, let's keep moving on. We're going to keep moving on because we got to get to the creek. How many of y'all, show me your hands. How many of y'all are going to the creek today? That is awesome. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a good time. You're going to see me in shorts for the first time. Because I didn't bring an extra pair of pants. You're going to see Ty's chicken legs. All right. Third reason why baptism matters. Y'all ready? Baptism unites us to Christ and to his church. Baptism unites us to Jesus and to his church. Now, look at verse 19 again there in Matthew chapter 28. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, when we see this, it says Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so through baptism, we are united to Christ, and then we're brought into fellowship with God, and we're sealed by the Holy Spirit through this, but then we're joined to his body, to the body of Christ. We're joined to his church, the church that lives to serve and to follow Jesus, and we've joined his mission in serving Jesus and seeing other people get saved and their lives change. And so this is not a private act. When we look at this, this is not a private thing. Now, you can get saved, and I'll say this, you can get saved at the grocery store. You can get saved sitting someplace drinking coffee with one of your close friends. You can get saved all by yourself, sitting at home or sitting in your car, and there's many stories of that. I got saved sitting in a Ford van in the parking lot of the Western Sizzlin'. That's funny, but it's the truth. It's where I got saved. I'm sorry, Golden Corral. I said Western Sizzling, Golden Corral. That's better. It's before they had the all-you-can-eat steak portion. But that's where I got saved. Not baptized. They'd have to use butter or something. That'd been bad. That's where I got saved. And so you can get saved anywhere. You can get saved here. You can say after this service today, if you want to, you could say, Ty, I need to be saved and I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. And guess what? I'll pray with you. And that's a moment between you and God where you pray and you confess your sins and you give your heart to Jesus. And that's okay. That can happen anywhere, at any time. It needs to happen. And if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, you need to make that decision today. And there's no better day to do it than today, because guess what? The next step's baptism, and there's a creek we're going to. But baptism is a public declaration. And so baptism is something that it's an outward expression. Even though we're joined with Jesus, we need to know that is that the church needs to witness this, not because we need to make sure and confirm that you went all the way under the water and came back up. But what this does is it bolsters the faith of the believers. It's a means by which we grow. We encourage one another. It needs to be a public declaration. You can say, I've accepted Jesus as my Savior, and now this is God declaring over me that I am a part of the church. And so if you're a part of the church in here, you need to know, you need to encourage others to be baptized. You need to encourage others, go to that creek and get dunked. Go do it. Because not only does it encourage those who are being baptized, it should bolster your faith as well, knowing that we're fulfilling God's mission at Sauk River Cowboy Church. We're doing what God has called us to do, to make disciples and to see people get saved and their lives changed. And so it's that public declaration. Baptism says that you're a part of the family. It's communal. And that's why we do this. That's why we do this. So why does baptism matter? Well, one, it's because Jesus commanded it. He says we're to do this. Not only that, it's a declaration of God's grace and his forgiveness and what he's done for you in your life. But it also unites us together and brings us together, unified as the body of Christ. It encourages, it lifts up, it helps us to grow. Because it's a gift, it's a grace. And it's a mark of belonging. A mark of belonging. Think about that. Maybe you say to yourself, I don't feel like I've ever belonged anywhere in my life. But if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you're either getting baptized today or you've been baptized, I want you to know that you belong. You belong to the body of Christ, to the church. And so when you walk through the doors of this barn and you come in here, you're welcomed home. You're welcomed home. Because you're here together with family, those who you belong with, a part of the body of Christ. It's a mark of belonging for us. And so I'm going to say this, and then we're going to close. We're keeping it short this morning because we got to get down there and get some people baptized. I want you to know this, is that you're his, you are washed, and you're welcomed into the family of God. Amen? That's why baptism matters. There's your three reasons. And so let me say this to you. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Savior and you're thinking, man, that's the first step, then I need to do that. I need to give Jesus my heart and just surrender my life to him. I encourage you, make that decision today. It's easier than you think. All you do is you go to him and you pray. It can be where you're sitting. You can come see me after service. I'm going to be going pretty quick because I got to get down there. But I want you to know this. You can pray, and all you do is you say, Jesus, I believe in you and what you've done for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and change my life. Be real. Be honest with Jesus. And accept him as your Savior today. And then that next step of baptism, it's there. And just follow Jesus in obedience to him. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we love you and say thank you again for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you that you died on a cross so that we could be saved. And I thank you for the commission that you gave us, this great commission to go and reach the lost and baptize them and teach them. Help us to grow as a church family in our mission to follow you and to reach the lost. Lord, I pray that you would bless those who are getting baptized today and bless those who are there to witness it. Let our faith be encouraged and strengthened by it. We love you and we praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Page 2, Amazing Grace.
Celebration like this. We thank you for the feeling that comes with baptism. Fanny Crosby wrote a story one time, a song one time called Dead to the World, and she talked about all the things of the world that we're dead to when we belong to Christ. And we're just so thankful for this symbol that we're given, and we pray that you'll be with each and every one who's here. Those who are being baptized, those who are helping with that process, and we just pray that you be with us always. In Jesus' name, amen.